Welcome to a new episode of the Dirt Act Podcast, the podcast on reliable alerting for critical systems. Tune in for this great new episode. Jean Mueller, IT Nation at Nexio, discusses Nexio's transformation from a storage company to an MSP and security service provider, emphasizing ISO compliance and the importance of automation for efficient IT operations. Vital core aspects in South Africa and the global MSP community. Jean shares his experience with DirtAC and how their monitoring slash help desk and alerting architecture has grown over the years. He highlights the importance of automation for reducing downtime and human error, as well as meeting the customer's SLAs. Listen to Jean's insights on how they were able to reduce their response times, improve service quality, and dispatch their service engineers faster and more flexibly with the way they set up their core IT infrastructure, including DirtAC's Enterprise Alert. Enjoy listening.
Hi, Jean. Good morning, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us here today in our little podcast series. I am super thrilled to have you. And maybe I'll pass this right over to you to introduce yourself, because we have quite a bit of history, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Thank you so much, Doreen. Yes, it's been, I can't even remember, so many years now. Good morning, good afternoon. My name is Jean Mueller. I'm the Nexio IT manager for this lovely organization. So anything with an IP address, I normally joke, I look after. So it's been quite a wonderful journey.
Do you want to talk to us maybe just briefly a little bit about what Nexio does for those listeners that have never heard of you?
Nexio started off as a storage company doing backups to robotic devices and supporting backup software and so on. So that's where the company our registered name is Storage Technology Services, or known as StoreTech. And then quite a good few years ago, our ExCo members decided they're going to change into different markets and different fields, and we don't do just backups anymore and storage devices anymore. We now do managed services and professional services, and under that portfolio we do tons desktop support and network support and server support and data centers, and we've recently started a SOC as well, a Security Operations Center. We are ISO 27000 certified recently as well. So, we are sort of jack of all trades, I would say, in the IT market. We sell notebooks and servers, and we very, very highly skilled in Cisco. Nexio is probably one of the highest Cisco certified companies in Africa, I would actually brag about, competing with the other bigger companies out there. So yeah, that's a little bit more about us.
Great. And let's dive right into, some of the things that we want to talk about. So I think it's fair to say that for today's industry, you would qualify under the managed service provider, security service provider tag with the Cisco aspect there. When you initially started looking for a solution that refers to what DirtAC does, can you talk to us a little bit about what your concerns were, or even now, how your concerns have changed? So what are your needs and pains that you can help other MSPs out there put things into perspective with by hey, this is, something that you guys might want to think about?
When I started at StoreTech, evolving to Nexio, I was employed as a managed services consultant. All right. So in those years, we sort of were looking for a good combination of a monitoring products that looked after, that integrated with some sort of an alerting system, and then a service desk system. All right. So one of the main concerns or main pain points for us was to actually know what's going on in a client's environment. Okay. And so even in our own environment. And then you guys actually came along, and it was such a blessing for us, actually. So when it comes to monitoring, alerting, and reporting for us, that MAR design was the speed of how to detect a problem was a huge burning point. How quickly can we detect the problem? How quickly can we alert on the problem or notify or log calls into our system and get the engineers on site? Also, the reliability of the system itself. You know, is it reliable? Is it robust? Is it flexible? Can it integrate with different products and so on? So yeah, that was quite the big focus points for us, is to try to find a product that can actually do that for us. That's fast, reliable, flexible, robust.
What are the monitoring / help desk solutions that you guys are integrating with today?
So,
because you did say that it was important, you know, the system should integrate with different solutions. So as we all know, sometimes the architecture, the design of your actual infrastructure evolves over time. So what is it that you guys are using now?
So let me just tell you what we used to use, and then I'll tell you what we're using now. So we used a different monitoring systems called a NIMSOFT. NIMSOFT was one of the monitoring systems that were very flexible, and we didn't have to deploy agents all over the place. All right. Then we looked at a program called EMC's DPA, data. Can't remember the abbreviation. Then we ended up with SolarWinds, all right, as monitoring tools. Mm-hmm. Now, SolarWinds also had that agentless monitoring, and we're huge fans of SolarWinds as well, and our estate on SolarWinds has just grown exponentially. And then we took Enterprise Alert. Enterprise Alert was such a beautiful, perfect fit for us when it came to alerting. And as I mentioned before, the speed, the reliability, and the flexibility of being able to change alerts to notify different groups. And then from a service desk point of view, we used to use a product called Marvel, right? Mm-hmm. And then we currently still using, after a lot of a few years, we're using a product called BMC Helix. The whole design was to get the monitoring system to obviously be very connected to our clients. You know, we had a bit of a MSP design, so we have multiple clients within the monitoring systems. And then from a enterprise alert point of view, all those monitoring notifications went to Enterprise Alert. And Enterprise Alert actually could take and say, if the keyword for this client or for that client one, client two, client three, then you must react this way. Send SMSs to this engineer. Send escalations to this manager, and then we could manipulate one day I'll show you all of the fancy stuff that we're doing in our Enterprise Alert.
and then to
take all those events that came into Enterprise Alert and manipulate it right from there and add our custom wording, our custom notifications to our service desk. It will then auto log calls, currently not via API, but straight via email ingestion into our BMC. And it will say, okay, cool, it comes from this client, it's got these keywords, and then it will log a call into that support group. And then obviously our support agents will pick it up. So there's quite a few parallel things that would happen. You don't have to wait for one thing to complete before the next thing completes. You don't by the time the engineer would respond to a call, there would already been a call reference number, and the engineer would have already been on the road towards the client going to go fix the problem.
So the whole aspect of you know, being able to escalate this to your engineers in a way that they don't have to sit in front of their devices at the office and wait for something to happen to send them on the road sounds like this played a role, because you said the engineer would already be on the road. So it's the mobility aspect of it too that was important to you, I take it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I like that little slogan that you guys had, and I always found it so very interesting, faster than disaster. That was such a good thing, because literally you need to, with our strict SLAs that are in place, you know, sometimes a respond needs to be within an hour and a fix needs to be within 4 hours, for instance. So between SolarWinds Enterprise Alert and our call logging system, we could measure and see how long is the engineer taking to respond or to the call when he puts it in a work in progress. When, you know, from an engineer performance point of view, we can say, hey, Enterprise Alert sent you an SMS at 4 o'clock in the morning. Why didn't you respond? So it's all of that type of things that gave us the ability to meet our service level agreements, our SLAs, our deadlines, and so on. So yeah, very exciting stuff.
And then from the like, do you have different teams? Is it like, do you use the on-call scheduling, so the duty scheduling? Do you match it like that too, or is your team pretty much 24/7?
So our service desk is 24/7. All right. So even myself, you know, we like to sleep at night. The chances that we get.
I hear you.
Yes, sometimes at night we get the little SMSs buzzing in our ears, you know, that the Enterprise Alert sends us. But that's auto call logging into the system, and then the email that Enterprise Alert will send the support desk as well. So, you know, I've logged this call. Here is the call reference number. Please contact the engineer on standby. And then they would have these standby registers, because, you know, we do have different groups of engineers. You know, when it comes to networking support, data center support, storage support, backup support, desktop support, and then we have different clients in that DHL and Vodacom and Standard Bank and all that type of stuff, or different clients. So it's very flexible. But yeah, we do have different groups. We don't use the scheduling as much, but we do have our escalations from an EA point of view that Enterprise Alert controls for us. So yeah.
For you in your position as the IT manager, what would you say, what gives you most peace of mind in having the workflows designed the way they are? Is there anything that stands out, any requirements that you have, particularly coming from the angle that, you know, if you have someone listening that says, yeah, well, hey, I'm an IT manager too, and I've never thought about this or that, then be good to just maybe highlight some of the things that are important to you.
So what's very important to me is, you know, being able to service my customers to the best of our ability, all right? And also, from what's very important for us, and the new go-to word is ISO certified and ISO compliance and auditor compliance. So with all the systems that we have in place, everything is trackable, auditable. And I keep on saying the reporting aspect of it as well, because, you know, we do sell our monitoring, alerting, reporting package, if you want to call it like that. Now, between monitoring SolarWinds, alerting Enterprise Alert, but the reporting part now comes from SolarWinds Enterprise Alert and our service desk application. All right. So when it comes to compliance with the auditors and so on, that such pains. Don't quote me on that. But you know, they're like, show us. Oh, show us the evidence. Show us. You know, now we've got that reporting capabilities and the auditing capabilities of, you know, where maybe an SLA breached, we can have history on that. You know, we can see how it flowed from the time that the event was picked up by the monitoring system to going to Enterprise Alert, going to Service Desk. We can see where the delay is. We can see what engineers have caused the delays. So, you know, when it comes to service quality as well, service management, availability, capacity, you know, all of this type of stuff, you know, this little solution that or combination that we have. And yes, Doreen, we can change monitoring systems. And yes, we can change core logging systems, you know. But our Enterprise Alert will always be there with us, right in the middle, you know, for the past
pulling 12, it all together.
13 years, pulling it everything together, absolutely.
Yeah. So would you, of course, we love to hear that, but would you say that anything there is specific to the South African / African market, or any of the requirements you just mentioned are more important than others for the listeners out there that are in your market and that are struggling to meet some of the requirements that are out there? Is there anything that you would say specific, or is it global in your eyes?
I think it's both. You know, the big thing nowadays in the South African market is everybody wants to be ISO compliant. And and literally other companies won't touch you and do business with you if you do if you don't have any sort of ISO compliancy, all right? And as I mentioned before, it is that audit tracking and the reporting and everything that's so important as evidence for compliancy, that's so key and so important. So yeah, that's why we have the products that we have. That's the way we do things, and it's all for, you know, everybody or all the companies in our type of field of expertise. Everybody wants to be ISO 27000 compliant. Now, that's ISO 27000 security compliancy or certificate is nuts. It's crazy. So if you have Enterprise Alert putting the pulling the strings together, bringing things to, then you made your life so much easier. Let me just say that.
No, that's great. And then I'm just always curious because you know how much I love South Africa. So I know that there are certain things in every market, really, that are specific. And you know, we've chatted about that a lot in the past. So I was just curious to hear your opinion on it, if there was anything. And if, you know, the whole locking it, audit trailing and ISO compliancy is one of it, then understood. I would say this has been like a great journey altogether that we've been on. So this is so awesome to chat to you about, you know, how things have evolved. And I know it's always the final question that I have in my head is there any specific recommendations that you have? So imagine there's other MSPs out there that are listening to this. And would you say from your experience, what is it that you could give them as a, hey, think about this differently or do it like that? Is there like one or two items that we can close this out with that will basically be your words to the audience?
You know, with AI making things all automated and, you know, the automation keyword always comes into mind. And the more you can exclude the human fail factor out of your equation by letting systems and software and things do everything automated for you, it saves so much time. It saves so much time, and that human fail factor, software isn't lazy. You know, so software just does what it's told and carry on with life, you know, and it's always reliable. You know, they don't have to have bathroom breaks and stuff like that. So, automate your life.
Okay. No, I loved it. Well, thank you so much, John. This has been a pleasure, as always, talking to you and to have you join our podcast series. Thank you so, so much.
It's been a big pleasure. Thank you so much, Lori.
You heard Jean and Doreen talking about Nexio and their growth and transformation success factors for becoming a top MSP in the South African marketplace, and the role DirtAct plays for achieving that. More about DirtAct can be found in the show notes on DirtAct.com. Until next time, stay alerted.